So with all that said, Ronnie, you want to come up here and share? Come up here. It might be easier. By the way, I forgot to tell you on the phone. We're eating right after church, so I hope you can stay. We got good cooks in this church.
Okay.
This is Ronnie.
Thank you. Welcome. Hello, everyone. My name is Ronnie Sheffield. I am the case manager at Capital City Youth Services. This is an organization. We're not for profit. We have several programs underneath our umbrella. I particularly came here to speak to you about our SNAP program. Now, it may sound familiar of the food program, but it is not the food program. It's actually a program that was started in Canada. They implemented it, bringing it here to Florida. It's been doing really good. What the SNAP program actually is a cognitive behavior therapy program. It's for families and children between the ages of 6 to 11. What we're doing in this program is just teaching skills for children and families, for children that may be triggered and may be getting into trouble at home, at school, or any environment that they're in. We're teaching them how to regulate their emotion, control their impulses, problem solve, and just make better choices so that what we say, they make their problems smaller. For the parents, this is a great program as well, because not only will the children be in a group, the parents are in a group as well. And what we're teaching the parents is just giving them skills to deal with those behaviors when it occurs, when the kids are triggered, to come up with other ways to deal with that, as opposed to maybe some of the things that they have been doing prior. We meet once a week for 90 minutes. We meet 6 to 7:30. It's usually either on a Tuesday or a Thursday. We do have a group coming up. There's two groups coming up, actually. The week of August 24th. And we'll be meeting on Tuesday and Thursday. So the Tuesday will most likely be for older boys, and the Thursday will be for younger boys. And it is gender-based. So girls are with girls, boys are with boys. And right now we're starting with all boys this time. That's the referrals that we got. But it is free of charge. We provide transportation for families that don't have a way to get to our facility. We can provide transportation. We do provide a meal and a beverage as well. We offer a sibling group as well. So if parents have children that may be a little younger for the program, and they have them along, they can bring them along. They'll be on campus, just in a separate area aside from group, and everybody will get a meal as well. We try to provide incentives just to encourage the families and, you know, to show our appreciation, give out gift cards and things like that. We're trying to do something a little different with giving out maybe like a spa day, movie night, and things like that. Does anyone have any questions?
Where
do you meet? Where's your location? So, yes, we are at 2407 Roberts Avenue at CCYS, Capital City Youth Services. We also have other programs as well. So we have the SNAP program, and then we have a children's crisis shelter where children can come there for a short stay, maybe 7 to 14 days. And it's a therapeutic, you know, it's not a lockdown situation, just therapeutic to try to reinforce, you know, good positive behavior from the child. We have counseling as well. Counseling, that's the same as 6 to 11 for those children, but the shelter is for children between the ages of 10 to 17.
Yeah, it's also part of the Department of Juvenile Justice, right?
We do have a new program. We have a new program called SNAP for Youth Justice. And this is a program where we are working with young people that have been in trouble with law enforcement. And we get the referrals from DJJ themselves, from their probation officers. And we're just trying to get this information out that we have these
programs available so the community, even if you don't have children, just spread the word.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you got some flyers you're going
to... I have flyers here I would like to share with the congregation.
Good. You're a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Yeah, we'll put them in the back there on the literature table. Thank you very much.